The way that the Kaaba brings all Muslims together, and the manner in which millions of people bond together for the same purpose in this holy site, attracts considerable interest in Western societies. This bonding is a means whereby a great many people come to develop an interest in Islamic moral values, some of whom seek to acquire a better knowledge of Islam and eventually go on to become Muslims. Michael Wolfe, who, despite having a Christian mother and a Jewish father and being brought up rather far removed from Islamic moral values, is one of those who has converted to Islam. Wolfe, an American writer and television reporter, describes his feelings during the Hajj.
This is also a chance for everyone who comes to Mecca, who can manage to make the journey, a chance to get back to basics. It's a chance to remember that we have things to be grateful for, beginning with the air and the water and the food and that we consume and the natural world that supports us. And it's quite extraordinary to see 2 million people in this frame of mind all at once.
Another American Muslim is Fidelma O'Leary, a professor of neurological sciences at St. Edward's University in Texas. Despite having been born and raised in a Catholic family, she converted to Islam and went on the Hajj to gain a better knowledge of Islamic moral values and of Muslims themselves.
I can't believe it. I'm here.
O'Leary soon bonded with the Muslims from different cultures, speaking different languages, whom she saw there for the first time, and states that after the Hajj, her faith and devotion to God increased. Furthermore, the joy and honor she feels from being a Muslim is reflected in her words as she describes a conversation with a Muslim she encountered there.
A very happy moment for me was when this large African man helped me find a space, and then he looked at me and said, "American?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "You Muslim?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Alhamdulillah, praise be to God." And I really felt welcome.
Fidelma O'Leary expresses the unifying effect that the Kaaba and the Hajj have on Muslims in these terms.
All races, all nationalities, all people in one place, concentrated all in one direction, worshiping the one God. This has to be very powerful.